Hello, we are students from Lorenzo Respighi High School in Piacenza, Italy, and we would like to introduce ourselves and our radio contact with the International Space Station. Piacenza is a city in the north of Italy, located near Milan. In our school, there are about 1,000 students, aged between 14 and 19. Our school focuses on maths and science, so we are extremely interested in aerospace in general and the International Space Station in particular. We have some questions to ask the astronauts. We will be talking to Sanita Williams, Kilo Delta 5 Papa Lima Bravo, NASA astronaut, on board the International Space Station on Expedition 15. This radio contact will be made via amateur radio station as part of the International IRIS program. Two amateur radio clubs, ARI and AMSAT Italy, have made this transmission possible. We would like to thank our two technical advisors, Electroprima and Auville, for their help. Our call sign is India Zulu 4 Juliet Sierra Charlie. We hope you enjoy the radio contact.
NA1SS, NA1SS, Italy Zulu 4 Juliet Sierra Charlie. India Zulu 4, Juliet Sierra Charlie, do you copy? Over. NA1SS, NA1SS, Italy Zulu 4, Juliet Sierra Charlie, IZ4JSC calling. Over. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is Italy Zulu 4, Juliet Sierra Charlie, IZ4, Juliet Sierra Charlie, do you copy? Over. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is Italy Zulu 4, Juliet Sierra Charlie, India Zulu 4, Juliet Sierra Charlie, do you copy me now? Over.
Delta, this is November Alpha 1 SS, over.
QSL, Sanita, hello. Here is Dario, the operator of the amateur radio station Italy Zulu 4 Juliet Sierra Charlie. My personal call sign is IK4MED, you are right. Of the Liceo Scientifico Statale Lorenzo Respighi in Piacenza, Italy. Thank you very much for the involvement in this contact. Please let me know if you are ready, and we will start with the first question, over.
Great to hear your voices, and we are ready for the first question. Over.
I'm Francesco. Do you have to do any particular maneuvers with the ISS or with the vehicle that brings you up there? Over.
Hi, Francesco. Well, I am not me personally, because I am not the pilot or the commander of the space shuttle or the Soyuz. And in those vehicles, absolutely, we did have to do maneuvers to make sure that we were going to rendezvous with the space station. Now that we're on the space station, most of the jet firings are conducted or controlled by the ground, and we do maneuvers to change our attitude to get us ready for rendezvous with the other vehicles. Over.
I'm Alessandro. What kind of experiments and research do you do in the ISS? Over.
Alessandro, I think it was a little broken communication, but your question was about what kind of experiments we do and research we do. We do all sorts of experiments and research on the human body, trying to understand how to live in microgravity for extended periods of time so we can potentially go back to the moon and on to Mars. We also do a lot of experiments with some materials to figure out how to make future aircraft or spacecraft, rather. For example, capillary flow experiments for potential future fuel tanks, an experiment called SPHERES, which tests flight control rules or laws for new spacecraft. Other things we do are other types of environmental or bacteria detection, some types of swabbing, and that uses actually the blood of a horseshoe crab. It's called LOCAD, lab on a chip. And so there's all sorts of extended experiments. We also grow plants, for that matter. Over.
Lucia, why is it important to do experiments and research in the ISS rather than in any lab on Earth? Over.
Hi, Lucia. It's a great question. A lot of people ask that. Things just don't act the same in microgravity as they do on Earth. For example, you know, easy example is water. Water forms beautiful spheres up here in microgravity, and other liquids and materials do perform differently. Plants grow differently. A lot of things act a little bit differently, and so it's necessary if we want to build spacecraft more efficiently, we understand how these laws of nature work up in microgravity versus in the presence of gravity. Over.
I'm Elisabetta. What happens if you fall ill during your mission, and how can you get medical treatment? Over.
Elisabetta, that's a great question. We are all somewhat trained in medical ability to treat each other. There's only three of us up here, so if something happens, we have an extensive kit and we're able to treat each other. However, if something really bad happens, we can always get in the Soyuz and be back to Earth in somewhere around 4 hours. Over.
I'm Sylvia. Is the air inside the ISS similar to the air on Earth? And how long can you survive if you have problems with pressurization inside the ISS? Over.
It changes every now and then. We have the ability to change the composition and increase the oxygen level, increase or decrease the CO2 level. Also, the atmosphere changes a little bit for when we get ready to do spacewalks. We have a more oxygen-rich environment to prevent the bends or nitrogen narcosis, but it's pretty much similar to the Earth for the most part. Over.
I'm Andrea. How long does it take to get used to zero gravity, and how do you move without gravity? Over.
Andrea, it took a little while to get used to zero gravity, microgravity. It probably took about a week or so before we stopped, you know, one stopped bumping into things and it was able to control themselves. But moving around in microgravity is absolutely awesome. It's sort of a mixture of flying and swimming. You push off with your hands and then you just coast. So you sort of feel like you're flying because we, in reality, are flying. But it's more like swimming because you don't have to move your arms or that much to push yourself. Over.
I'm Margarita. Does the absence of gravity have any effect on your body? Over.
Hi, Margarita. Yeah, it does, as a matter of fact. That's one of the biggest reasons we have to do a lot of exercise up here. We undergo some bone loss and some, of course, muscle mass loss up here. To maintain our bones, we lift weights. That sounds a little funny, but those are sort of rubberized canisters that we're able to pull against the rubber to create the weight. We also have a treadmill and a bicycle. One of the things that happens is your heart doesn't have to work that hard. It's a muscle because it doesn't have to bring all of the blood from your feet up to your heart, and so it decreases a little bit. So we need to work on our cardiovascular exercise as well as work on our bone mass. Over.
I'm Valentina. How can you sleep without gravity? Over.
Hi, Valentina. That's a great question. It was a little hard to get used to. There's nothing to lay on. You lay in a sleeping bag, but you're not laying on a bed or your head is not on a pillow, and that's a strange sensation after many years of being used to sleeping on a bed. And so it takes a little while to figure out that you can just relax and just float and let your arms and your head do what they want to, you know, naturally do rather than trying to hold them tight. But it takes a little while, but you get used to it. Over.
I'm Elena. In case of a breakdown, are you able to repair the broken parts of any kind of equipment? Over.
Hi, Elena. As a matter of fact, we are. We have many tools up here. We have lots of capabilities, and it is like a ship. And we're the only ones up here, three of us. And so if something breaks, we absolutely have to fix it. Over.
I'm Margherita. Do you have any private space inside the ISS? Over.
Hi, Margarita. It's a great question. It's one of those things that we found out that we really need. It's different from the space shuttle. The ISS, we're living up here for a long period of time, and everybody needs their own little space, and so everybody has their own little sleep station. In Russian, it's called a kayuta. In the U.S., it's called the test. Over.
I'm Umberto. What's your conception of time when you are in space? Over.
Hi, Umberto. Well, we're on the same type of 24-hour clock that you are. We're on GMT. We see 16 sunrises and sunsets going 17,500 miles an hour around the Earth. So we see lots of sunrises, sunsets, but that doesn't really make your day. We know that it's, you know inside it's different, and so we just usually use an 8-hour work day, about 4 hours of our own time, and then about an 8-hour sleeping time. Over.
Yes, Anita, here is Dario. I think the signal will be closing down very soon. So thank you very much for the nice contact, and we wish you all and all the crew a successful mission. Over.
Vorrei spiegare un attimino cosa è successo. Praticamente la stazione spaziale internazionale è andata dietro il nostro orizzonte e quindi chiaramente non abbiamo potuto ascoltare i ringraziamenti, cioè i saluti di Sunita. Comunque lei ha ascoltato i nostri, questo è importante, era importante anche fargli ricevere il nostro applauso, la nostra gratitudine, perché come oggi siete stati dei protagonisti eccezionali, siete stati la stazione di terra, la ground station per la stazione spaziale internazionale. Vi devo fare i miei complimenti come Ares Mentor, avete fatto un eccellente lavoro, grazie ai radioamatori di Piacenza, grazie all'Aris, grazie a tutti quanti, bravi veramente gli studenti di Piacenza, complimenti.